welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living water.
My name is John Rose, and welcome to this program, Miracle Hour. If you've just tuned in, well, we're pleased that you've come and listened to this program. I'd like to open on a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty and powerful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you'll grant to your servant great boldness to preach your word this evening, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said amen. Well, friends, I'd like to open to show you what God's nature is, what his heart is towards both men and women. And we see that his love is everlasting. We'll go to Psalm, and we'll go to the first Psalm, is Psalm 103:17. It says, God's love, though, is ever and always eternally present to all who fear him, making everything right for them and their children. In Psalm 103, verse 8, it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. We see what the Lord's heart is like. We see what God's heart is like. You see, it's from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is to those who love him or who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. So we see our whole family. If we love the Lord and we take Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it comes down through the generations. The Bible tells us that this is a time of God's favor, and I'll be speaking on this today, the time of God's favor. This is the time of God's favor. Favor means approval. It means friendliness or goodwill, grace, kindness. That's what favor means. The question I'd like to ask, why does God allow evil in this world? I guess we've all asked that question. And the answer is this: a freedom of choice is God, our Creator's great gift to the human race. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, and I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. You see, sin originated in man, not in God. God prevents sin's dominion or hold over you by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior. God has at his own cost, provided a way, and it's through Jesus Christ. It says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's in John 14:6. The Bible tells us, this is the good news. In 2 Corinthians 5:18-21, it says, and God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favor. There's that word favor again. Approval, friendliness, or goodwill, kindness. This is God's favor. And be reconciled. Reconciled means accepted. You've been made peace between. So reconciled to him. For God was in Christ, restoring the world to himself, no longer counting men's sins against them, but blotting them out. Means they're being wiped out. This wonderful message he has given us to tell others. In verse 20 it says, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is using us to speak to you. We beg you, as Christ himself were pleading with you, receive the love he offers you. Be reconciled. Be accepted to God. For God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then in exchange, he pours God's goodness into us. See, in 2 Corinthians 6:2 it says, for God says, your cry came to me at a favorable time. Favorable, kindness is an approval time. When the door of welcome were wide open, and I held on a day when salvation was being offered. I'll repeat that. I helped you on a day when salvation was being offered. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he is ready to save you. See, loved ones, this is good news. It's a time of God's favor. It's a free gift of salvation is being offered today. In Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 3:17 of John, it says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be punished. I'll make it personal like I always do. For God did not send his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to punish you, but that you, through Jesus Christ, might be saved. That's what it's saying. In Hebrews 9:27, but as is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the certain judgment. We see there that Jesus is saying it's appointed, once you die, then the judgment. John 5:24, Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but passed from death to life. Shall not come into judgment. That's what it's saying. You shall not come into judgment. Titus 3:5. Jesus saved us not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity. You see, friends, it's because of God's favorable time, not works, he saves us. For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. God's hand is stretched out in love, not punishment. We see that in all his scriptures. His hand is stretched out in love, not punishment. He's a loving and kind and compassionate God. In Romans 10:9, it shows us how to get our life right with God. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, as the Bible makes it so clear, God is offering a free gift of salvation here because Jesus Christ of Nazareth has paid the price for your sin and sickness. Loved ones, it's the best news mankind ever had. We are not saved by belonging to a denomination or a religion. The Bible says by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, says in verse 13. Do you want to be saved? Have your sins taken away? Accept God's favor, because this is the time of God's favor. He's stretching out his hand in kindness. He's offering you salvation today. If you want to be saved, if you want to get your life right with God, then you follow me in this prayer, and I'll just follow me along in this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and sickness. I believe, God, you raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you for saving me today. I'm now a child of God. I'm born again. See, friends, if you've said that simple prayer, accept Jesus Christ into your heart. See, receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. This is called the new birth. Friends, this is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. One, read your Bible every day if possible. Two, talk to God in prayer every day. Three, tell others about Christ. And four, worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church where Christ is preached. And five, as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. Well, friends, I'll be starting to pray for the sick soon. So have an expectancy to be touched and healed by the Holy Spirit tonight. It says in Luke 4:19, Jesus told us to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the time of God's favor, the day when salvation and free favors of God were overflowing and plentiful. We see that in the Word. And it comes from Luke 4:18, the time of God's favor. What's the good news? Or you can call it the bell of freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from sin and sickness. It says this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and afflicted. The gospel means good news. See, then he lists the promises that God has for you. It says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Have you been hurt emotionally? Are you a child from a broken home, or a broken family? Have you been wounded through a relationship and contacts with other people? Have you ever felt rejected? For those with emotional hurts and rejection and who feel broken and hurt, Jesus says, I have good news for you. You can be healed of your hurts. Then it says to preach deliverance to captives. Every person in the world has been blinded by the devil. They're in captivity to him and they need release. The good news says you can be delivered, set free by repenting and accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord. We just did that a few moments ago. So if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you're in a family of God. Then it says recovery of sight to the blind. Have you any physical afflictions as well as blind eyes, deaf ears, which attack so many people? The good news is that Jesus Christ heals all. You can be set free from leprosy or polio or arthritis or whatever sickness or whatever disease you have. That's what recovery of the sight to the blind means. Not only to the blind, but it means all physical afflictions. Then it says, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Jesus Christ went around healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Means tormented, something that's lying heavy on your mind, or you're depressed. All those with spiritual oppression or possession can be set free. See, friends, the reason why, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. And the word says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I'm going to be starting to pray for the sick right now. So whatever problem you have, whatever it is, you place your hand on the sick part of your body or the painful part or the problem on your body, and I'll start to pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bind and I break the power of broken hearts, broken emotions. I break your power. I command you to loose those people and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. You that's causing these physical pains and sickness, spirit of infirmity, I bind and I break your power. I command you to loose and set them free. Be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. Right now, as a person is being healed of a hip problem right now, another persons who've been prayed, shoulders and neck are being healed right now. Someone has had the right in the center of their head has been had pain. Right now, it's starting to decrease right now. I also pray you that's causing cancers and growths, I curse you at the roots. Now, and I command you to shrivel and die. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. I command soundness, perfect soundness. People that have had pain, know that they can't, but the pain's actually left right now. There's a heat there right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord, your miraculous healing power is touching those people right now. Cancer must proceed, it must leave. The next one, you that's causing oppression and depressions, I bind and I break your power. I command you to release people and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. There are people that are being touched right now. People have been healed and set free. I'd like to check to see if there's any improvement right now. The Bible promises it. You shall get well, you shall recover. See, friends, make sure you're living in right relationship with God and with each other. Live according to the Bible. When Christ heals you, he asks that you walk uprightly. We must not be fighting and arguing. We must forgive as God forgives us. We would love to hear from you. So if you've made a contact for Christ or you've been healed, then let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So my prayer for you, pay attention to the Bible, live in harmony and peace, and may the God of love and peace be with you. Amen.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour?
how you washed in the blood of the Lamb, how you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When Jesus returns, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb?
the touch of the hand of Jesus. Dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost, it will soothe all of my fears, wipe away
chiamato e ti arrivi.